Number seven.
Let's jump on to number seven. And Andy, you're a bit of an outlier on this one as well. Number seven is Jordan Howard, the Chicago Bears. You had him fifth. Everyone else had him ranked. Let's see, I had him 9, Lou had him 9, and Matt had him at 11. So it wasn't too much of an outlier. But fifth, that's some high praise there.
I think he is the best all-around zone runner in the NFL. So inside zone, where you're following your double teams between the tackles, and outside zone, where your linemen are working in unison to get to the sideline and seal the defense back inside, and your job as the runner is to turn that corner. I think when you combine those two skill sets and their different styles of running, I think Jordan Howard is the best all-around pure zone runner in football.
I think they've got something in Chicago this year with that run game. I think that line is, and I think you saw it in the second half of last year when all those new guys started to, you know, they had Cody Whitehair was new, Josh Sitton came in at the very last minute, and when they all got healthy and Kyle Long got a little bit healthier and everyone sort of got on the same page there with the front five, I think they're going to have a very good run game. I think it's going to be potentially a top five run game in the league this year.
What gives, I don't disagree with you. They're very good inside. It's going to come down to how well can they get to the perimeter. Can they trust their offensive linemen? Charles Leno at left tackle, Bobby Massey at right tackle. Neither guy is particularly great or athletic, but look, it worked last year. And then when you're an outside zone running team, your tight ends are a big factor in the blocking equation. Oftentimes, they're at the point of attack. You're running behind them. That's how you get outside.
Yeah.
Deion Sims coming over from Miami, I don't think he's a good zone blocker. I just watched a lot of Dolphins film last night, in fact, and I wasn't watching for him, and he kept standing out as a liability as a blocker, and I bet that's why they felt comfortable getting Julius Thomas, because they're thinking we already had a bad blocking tight end last year. But he's their new tight end, and Zach Miller's there, and then they drafted Adam Shaheen. If how those guys play could kind of, I think, really impact the week-to-week flow of Chicago's running game.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. That was Sims was just a weird signing, and then they went and drafted Adam Shaheen, and I don't know, what was that, the second round they ended up taking him in? And
they did.
Got a lot of tight ends there, and Zach Miller's a good player.
Sims is at $6 million fully guaranteed and $10 million guaranteed, and so it's not as bad as it looks initially. $10 million guaranteed is too much for Sims, but they don't have to guarantee that extra $4 million until the third day of the league year next March or whatever that is.
Yeah.
So he's on a one-year trial, but he's kind of expensive for what that is.
Yeah. What do you think of Howard in the passing game? They didn't use him there a ton last year. I mean, he had 29 catches, but it wasn't they didn't really design a lot of stuff for him exactly.
Well, yeah, he doesn't have natural hands. And because of that, I bet you everywhere he's played, he's never been – asked to be a route runner because you don't want to draw up routes for the guy that doesn't have natural hands. So he's okay. He struggled with drops at times. Again, he's on my list as a pure zone back. It's nothing else about his game that factored in. He's fine in other areas, but he's not unique or special in other areas.